Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show. You ever thought, where is dentistry going? What's going to happen to me? I'm not loving this. Well, today we're going to change that and we're going to go real specific into the amazing road ahead that you have as a dentist. And today we're launching the Better Practice, Better Life movement. And here's why. Because you get one shot at this thing called life. And if you do it right as a dentist and a team, it's amazing. You're going to enjoy going to work. So please listen to this. I hope you guys enjoy it. And we'll see you soon. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show. A lot of people questioning, where's dentistry going? Today, we're going to be showing you the amazing road ahead in this beautiful profession called dentistry. The Better Practice, Better Life movement. And I'm going to explain that in a minute with Dr. Barrett Straub. Welcome back, brother.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. It's going to be a great pod, and we have lots of exciting stuff to share and talk about and announce our new movement.
It's great.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And for those of you that don't know who Dr. Barrett Straub is, he is the CEO, the integrator here at ACT Dental, the Best Practices Association. He keeps us organized and on the rails. I'm the visionary. And today we're going to be talking about some very cool things that are going on for you and for us. And we just want to share a lot of that great news. So give us a little bit of why. Where are we going to go today?
Well, yeah, we're excited. We're announcing the Best Practices Association.
Yeah.
We've been working on this a long time. We have been visioning this and we're finally bringing it to the industry and we're really excited. And so our goal today is just to talk about what it is, but more importantly, why.
Yeah.
And I want to start, I get to ask you a lot of questions today.
Love it.
I'm going to be the interviewer. And so the Best Practices Association, there is a big why behind it. We're going to talk about it. But first, just quickly, let's talk about what it is.
What it is. So the Best Practices Association is a membership, but it's way bigger than that. It's a movement. It's a group of people committed to the same purpose, which is creating a better practice and a better life. Yeah. Now, it's a play on words because the Best Practices Association comes with a lot of the things that we've been doing for more than 27 years. You know, we have the Best Practices magazine. We have the Best Practices show. We have Best Practices, you know, downloads, all these things. And as ACT Dental has evolved, our goal here is to create something that matters, that's way beyond dentistry. I think this is the single greatest profession ever. Now, I'm biased when I say that because you can choose where to practice. You can choose how to practice. You can choose what hours. You can choose what type of dentistry you want to do. There's so much choice. And a big part of why every dentist became a dentist that owned their own practice was the choice of the freedom of choice, the choosing of how you want to practice and changing people's lives. So it's way bigger than that, but it's going to be an, you know, association, a group, a membership of people that have your back as right. you start to create a practice. Now, one more layer that's very difficult with social media and all of the information right now, there's a lot of information. If you're a dentist listening to this, like, I don't even know what to listen to anymore. I'm a member of 30 study clubs. You know, I'm on all these Facebook groups. Everybody's saying sometimes the opposite thing. And the cool thing for you is you just got to know your truth. You got to figure out who you are and get in a group. It doesn't have to be ours. I think our group is pretty cool, but you got to find your place. And then you got to start building how you think, how you lead, how your business grows. And when you do that, you're going to be wildly successful, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, and you said something real important. There's a lot of noise in the world right now. And too much. There's more information flowing every day than the day before. And our brains can't keep up.
Right.
And to your point, we are really positioning ourselves as the North Star, the lighthouse for
right.
the private practice dentist, the independent dentist, the one that wants a better practice, better life. And we're going to weave that in and kind of talk more about that. You talked about the dentistry being the greatest profession. I couldn't agree more. Private practice for nearly 20 years. I love the idea of being able to control your destiny, to design your future. Right. I love owning my job, which we'll talk about in Dennis, but you've also said the words, dentistry is a noble profession.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So I have friends in law. I have friends in insurance. Oh, let's not even talk about realtors. I know too many realtors. And while those are all great professions, it's amazing how people will stab each other in the back and, you know, be quick to discredit each other and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's not those industries as a whole, but I think about dentistry and I'm like, I wouldn't slam anybody. And a great example of this, let's just use COVID. COVID was a great example. When the world shut down and we started to create some CE to give people a sense of the world, not one single person we called, not one said no. Everybody right. said, I'm in. How can I help? What can I do? I called CEOs of companies. They were like, I'm in. Do you know what I mean? It was so cool. And even prior to the pandemic, if you've ever walked the floor of a dental convention, you're going to see so many people. You and I are going in a couple weeks to the Chicago Midwinter meeting.
Yes.
And you go there for a lot of different reasons. But I go there to sit at the Marriott bar or the Ritz and hug about 80 friends of mine.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, how the heck are you? It's so good. It's such a good person profession. And back in the day when I got started, we had these words called preceptorships. You had study clubs. You had dentists that would meet you at meetings and go, hey, follow me. Come with me. Here, I got a form for that. Why don't you come to my office? It was so cool. And that still exists today in different fashions. So people always say this is a tough profession. It is, but there are so many amazing people in, around, and supporting this great profession. I just think it's one of the greatest. I feel very blessed that I could even, you know, people always say, how'd you get into dentistry? I don't know. I think it called me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I fell into it and I'm so grateful that I have an opportunity to do this.
Yeah, I agree. It's noble for a lot of reasons. And one is that I've never felt competition.
Never.
We're not competitors. We're colleagues. We're professionals. Right. And even the dentist next door, we would help each other out. And I felt that from the day I graduated dental school. I have so many great friends that became great mentors that showed me how to practice, what excellence looked like, helped me be successful and think smarter. You're one of those mentors. And it's such a unique profession because it can be noble. So you can do great things, help people, really impact lives, and own your own practice.
Yeah.
Direct your future. Have the freedom. And that doesn't exist too much in our world. And I love that part of our profession.
Right. And would you agree? There's a couple more things in here. With the changing in medicine and the amount of time that dentists spend with human beings,
yeah.
I mean, the impact, I don't think there's a better group of people to change people's health in the world than dentists. We're better positioned. When patients open up their mouth, you see too much.
Right.
And now there's so much research about what happens in your mouth how it relates to your body. I think we've better positioned ourselves to really change the world in that respect. And one more layer that I'll put on this, and shout out to Dr. Bill Robbins, who's one of my favorite mentors of all time. And then I was so nervous when I met him. I'm like, that's the great Bill Robbins. And it was at the Seattle Study Club Symposium. And he said, come to the bar with me. I'm like, me? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And so I sat there and had a drink with him and he's like, kid, I like you. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And he goes, never forget, our number one responsibility is to leave this campfire in better condition we found it. And I love that because that speaks of a man that's given more than 5 decades. And I think anybody listening to this would say, this profession has been so good to me. Mm-hmm. And I want to leave it good for the next generation. Even if I don't know where it's going, I feel a huge responsibility that it's given me such an opportunity to change people's lives, my own included, that I hope the next generation does well. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to get in a minute to where this profession is going.
Right.
And there's some great opportunities ahead and there's some challenges ahead that we're going to talk about. But we talk about the better life, better practice movement. Mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. But I want to talk because that's our slogan.
Right.
But it's more than a slogan here at ACT.
Right.
So can you talk about the history, where it came from? More importantly, what does it mean to you?
Right. So this is something I could go off in an hour.
Good.
Now, it really starts with a value-based conversation. My parents are my heroes.
Yep.
You know, I remember we grew up in a very lower middle class family. It was all about having dinner. It was always about doing the right thing.
Sure.
And then you cascade that or fast forward, you know, to people I've met like Peter Dawson. And I'll never forget. He's like, don't, you guys, life goes so fast. You're going to blink and you're going to be me.
Yeah.
And in no time, you know, you're going to grow up and life is going to go fast and you can have a great life if you get everything organized. And I remember him, I went to the, I went to the, how to put your practice in the top 10%. And I'll never forget. He showed a photo of his family on the front lawn during Easter wearing these Easter outfits. And I laughed out loud because I have many of those. And he just said, this is such a great profession that you can enjoy your life and these micro moments matter. And when you get to my age, you can look back and go, that was time well spent. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool to watch that. And so the Better Practice, Better Life thing, it's an emotional movement. It's a big time movement. You know, doing this a long time, there's a lot of voices out there in dentistry. And when we watch the people that sit in this room or the people we've had the good fortune of coaching, nothing makes me happier than watching a young female dentist or a young male dentist come in here and go, I didn't think I could do this. Mm-hmm. And now I totally do this. You know what? I work 4 days a week. I work from 7 to 3 or I work 8 to 4. I get to pick up my kids. I love going to work. I have the right people. I make plenty of money. I actually drive a crappy car and I park it in the parking lot next to me. So I don't want anybody, do you know what I mean? It's fun to watch those stories evolve. And these are the people that are going to lead this profession. Now I'm going to go one big step more important than that, because everything matters for me and it's all related. I love this country. This is the United States of America. And what made this country so great was there were people that believed in certain values. This mm-hmm. country wasn't started just because people wanted to get on a ship and go somewhere. It was a dream mm-hmm. to create something. And this country is in an interesting place where I don't think we need more help. We don't need more aid. Those are all interesting conversations. What this country needs is leaders. We need entrepreneurs that know how to start businesses, that can make healthy businesses, and no better place to do that than in dentistry. We see these leaders come in, they're employing people, they're leading people, they're creating leaders that create other leaders, and they're making a huge mark on Absolutely. Their communities, you know, to the people they serve. So when I think of Better Practice, Better Life, I think about the impact that they make, and there's nothing that's going to make me happier than when I'm 62 years old and I'm walking around here and they're going, who's that guy? And I go, who's that kid over there? Wow, who is that one? That's powerful, because I know those people will leave this campfire called dentistry and this country in a better place than they found it.
I love that. I love that. I also think of the movement as, I like the analogy that a dentist has two lives.
Right.
You have your practice life and you have your real life.
Right.
And we see way too many dentists chase this practice life at the expense of their real life. And when your real life and your practice life are malaligned, they both aren't great.
Right.
But when they are aligned, they both can be amazing. Right. And so our dentists, the movement we're trying to lead, the flag we're putting in the ground is have a great dental practice so you can live a good life. Yeah. So you can be a good dad, a good brother, a good husband, a good wife, a good person, a good leader. That's the reason, ultimately, to have a great practice.
Right.
Not to just make a bunch of money.
Totally agree. And I'll go right there. We find that the people we meet, they have the happiest lives when their business worries are at their least.
Yes.
Now, it's always hard running a business. But when you say, I got a good business. It's getting better by the day. And I'll say this about me personally. I love my wife. We've been married for 25 years. Nothing makes me a better dad than when it was a great day at work. Right. And I feel like the business is going in the right direction. I can close the files. And that's what we want for the people we serve. Better Practice, Better Life is all about you enjoying going to work. You don't have to do it any way but your way.
Right.
You don't have to copy somebody else. And a big part of this is figuring out who you are. Sometimes when you listen to a lot of information, you think success is scaling. Mm-hmm. It's having multiple locations. It's having a lot of doctors. That might be the case. But if you know yourself, you'll be able to find the right size for you, the right culture. You spend 30% of your breaths while you are alive at this place called work.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to enjoy going to work?
Let's make it fun. Yeah.
Let's make it fun. Every time I get out of my car, I go, woo! I got a lot of stuff to figure out. Right. And I go from left to right. What's up? What's up? What's up? We want that for everybody. And part of Better Practice, Better Life is that it's all working. The people, you know, the alignment, the health of your business. When you get healthy and you have the right thinking, it's amazing the compounding effect, don't you think?
I love it. Absolutely. I totally agree. In the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of our community here in this room. We're currently broadcasting from our education center here in Milwaukee. And the last two Fridays, it's been filled with dentists.
Yeah.
And it's two of the funnest days we've had this quarter.
Yeah.
But we also always say when they're here, like, we have the best community in dentistry.
Hands down.
And I want to talk to the listeners about that. So I love the saying, you are who you surround yourself with, right? So I'm proud to be part of ACT. I'm proud to be part of this BPA. I'm proud to surround myself with the people that make up our people.
Right.
Talk about our people. Talk about when we fill the BPA with those people, what we as members are going to get.
Yeah. So we talk about this internally. Like, I love hugging these people when they come in because I love hearing their stories, and I love watching them grow as leaders, but nothing makes me happier than when they hug each other.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now you feel a sense of fostering great community. The first group that we had the first week, we had 53 leaders.
Yep.
The second week we had 48 leaders. People say private practice is dead. They have no idea what they're talking about. Prior to COVID, fee for service practices were 6%. Post-COVID, today, they're 16%. Now, that is not what I'm telling you. That's not, we don't teach that. We help people do that, but that's not like what you have to do.
Right.
People are figuring out that there's a better way to do it. And COVID became the perfect opportunity for me or for anybody to go, I'm going this direction. So when it comes to these people in this room, it's infectious how much they love what they're doing. They look forward to going to work. We see people bring in their new partners or their new associates. We had two people sit over there and say, we're selling our practice. We brought the new owners of the practice here because we want them to get a little bit of what we had. And I want them to enjoy going to work. That's the stuff that's lighting me up, that makes me excited. And what's really cool about creating a room like this is you don't have to know everything. The right. collective intelligence and the sharing and the vulnerability is some of the best part. And hearing some of those stories and sharing some of those stories, this thing can be lonely.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can ever do in dentistry or own a business is talk to yourself. 80% of self-talk is negative. Try it tonight. Talk to yourself for a little while. And if you talk to yourself enough, it gets louder and it yeah. bubbles up and it comes in the other forms of like anger,
yeah.
you know? So we don't want you to do that. We want you to come here and talk to us, talk to the others. And if anything, people leave here and feel a little bit better about who they are, who they can be, what their practice can be. And it's awesome to watch the impact they have on the lives that they serve.
Absolutely. I mean, if I can sum it up as to our avatar, they're humble.
Yes.
They're growth minded. They want to help you get better. And so you said a dentistry is lonely. Leadership is lonely. And, you know, comparison is the thief of joy. So when you're in your, you know, private moments and you're thinking, I might not be a great dentist.
Right.
I should be doing it like that person I read about in the magazine. I should be doing it like that one podcast I listened to. Come to this room.
Yeah.
Come to the BPA online and talk to our people, because you're surrounded with people that walk in your shoes. And there's so much comfort in talking to someone knows exactly the stresses and the anxieties you have day in and day out. And that's what this room is filled with. Awesome, awesome people.
Yeah. And what fuels the fire, if I can just share yeah. is the current state of things. Now, if you're watching the video podcast version of this, you're going to see I had slides all over the table. I look at too much stuff. And here's what you need to know about dentistry, because you're sitting there listening to this podcast or listening to, you're like, dentistry is a great profession. Well, what you don't know, or you may know this, the ADA, Health Policy Institute, published the statistics on dentists. The average annual net income of general dentists is going down. It actually went down by 7%. And when you look at the median income, it shows the same. Right. Now, one more thing is, this is important to understand, is that you've got practice expenses are rising faster than practice revenues. And we talk about that internally all the time, even about our own business.
Right.
Like, those have to be diverging lines. The revenue has to be increasing at a rate that's higher than expenses. See all the great stuff I get to learn from you?
Right.
And so now you got a healthy business.
Yeah. So we're watching dentist top lines increase, but they're making less.
Right.
And so what that means is profit margin is shrinking.
Right.
And there's some challenges to that.
There's some huge challenges.
Avoiding burnout, having a profitable practice, being able to invest in your team. And so this data from the ADA is very, very interesting.
It's very interesting. And then when you look further down, you're going to see wait times are up significantly. Now, the thing that it doesn't show is the impact of write-offs.
Right.
And what it doesn't show is that write-offs are climbing, and we're seeing dentists that are writing off as much in the 40 percentile. I mean, if let's just go there. If you're writing off 33%, that means you're working 1 out of 3 days for free.
Right.
Actually, let me just go there. It's January, February, March, April before you make a penny. You're just going to work for free.
Right.
You're not even, you're not even making a penny, collecting a penny if you're writing off 33%. So think about that. Now, and they're climbing. So you've got that. And then what's also happening is dentists are busier than ever. They're overworked. Mm-hmm. Patient wait times are super high. And one more fact is that dentists are now working longer than ever. Number of clinical hours that dentists are working, based on this report, is 1,758 clinical hours a year. Now, if you do the math, that's the equivalent of working 225 days a year.
And that's higher than it's been in the last decade.
Ever. Ever.
So you're telling me that dentists are working more hours and feeling busy, feeling burnt out, feeling they can't treat all their patients.
Yeah.
And the result is less income.
Hey, I hate to sound like one of the Avengers right now, but game on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what fuels my fire, because as we watch this, we look at the gaps, we look at financials and dental practices all over. It's so counterintuitive. People sit in this room all the time and go, I'm working less. I got rid of the Saturdays. It's crazy. I actually see less patients. I'm actually working a full day less.
Right.
I got rid of the insurance. I'm making way more money. And I'm like, that's counterintuitive. They all say it makes no sense. And that's the cool part about this, is that we're watching what's happening in these best practices. It's not just the money. It's how you hire people. It's how you onboard people. It's how you take care of people. It's how you manage yourself during the course of the day. And a big part of the Better Practice, Better Life movement is sharing all these secrets so you don't have to figure them out. Do you know how long it would take you to figure this stuff out if you were a dentist to do all this research? This is all we do all day long. Right. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, to add on to where this profession is going, it's evolving.
It
always will, and it always has, and
right.
Every industry does. So we are having marginal pressure. It is harder to make a profit.
Yes.
That's okay. We can get around that. We have consolidation. There's less dentists owning their practice. Solo practitioners have gone from 54 down to 36 in the last 10 years. And so we're seeing some changes in the workforce. But you know what we're also seeing?
What?
Is an increase in the private practice,
yep.
The fee-for-service. Not even fully fee-for-service, but the dentists that are really, really succeeding, at least in our opinion, are those that are managing their profit margin.
Yes.
That are understanding how their write-offs and their overhead and all their business decisions affect that profit margin, and finding that sweet spot that says, hey, I love my practice the way it is. I have a great income that allows me to live a better practice, better life. And I love going to work every day, and I don't have to run crazy hours just to make a dollar.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see this changing market force, but what we're going to find is that people are going to race to the edges of this spectrum,
right?
Of low margin, high volume, or high margin, low volume.
Yeah. And as much as we march into this conversation and put our flag right in the ground, venture capitals are doing the exact same.
Yeah.
Here's an important statistic you need to know as a dentist. In 2024, the dental services market size will be $475 billion worldwide. Billion. Billion. Experts all predict that in 2032, it'll be $699 billion. $1 billion. Now, if you and I have $1 billion and we don't care about people and we want to invest that, you and I would look at this and go, this is a no-brainer. Let's buy up dental practice.
Right.
Like, it doesn't. And the aging population, growing population. In 8 years, dentistry is expected to grow by $224 billion. That's a 47% increase. So if you're there thinking, well, people aren't going to want dentistry. there's going to be too many people wanting dentistry. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be more and more of this consolidation effort
yes.
coming into dentistry. It's just what it's going to be.
Yep.
It's going to force dentists to even work longer hours, because if we're venture capitalists and we don't care about people, we're going to invest $1 billion and we're going to want $2 billion back. I don't care if people are working longer hours. I need the money back. And so our job is not to fix that. We right. can't. Our job is to save a few of them that want to go out there and create an amazing life, make a huge impact, and catch this train. That's going to be an amazing one, and say, no, dentistry is incredible. So I think the future has never been more bright for dentists ever. If you can see the path,
right.
And you can pick a path and know your truth.
Right. And we're not alone, but we're one of the few that are preaching this
100%.
And a lot are going in the other part of that spectrum. And I don't fault them. It's a valid business.
Right.
And there's private equity, there's venture capitalists, the scaling, the top line growth, multiple practices. It's totally valid. And it's a good business practice. However, it doesn't align with what you and I feel is better right. practice, better life. And so that's for everyone. That's for everyone that draw. What is their version?
Right. I gotta have one thought. I love this. Do you know why nobody's out there beating the drum on private practice? This is my hypothesis.
Tell me why.
Because the Barrett Straubs of this world are not preparing 2 days worth of slides to fly all the way to Atlanta and go to a great meeting like him and say, I am so glad all of you came here today, because in the next 2 days, I'm going to show you how to create a great fee-for-service practice so that you can go to work, get your full fee, create awesome dentistry for those people and create a great life. And I want you to do it too. First of all, those aren't being attended very well. Secondly, anyone who's done that is curling on the weekends or golfing.
Right.
They're not flying around the country, because the truth of it is there's no money in that unless it's a speaker trying to speak and do a cause and make a fee. That's great. But the real money in dentistry is about around consolidation, around technology, around bigger, around. So you're going to hear a lot of that talk. And that's why I think this is just an incredible opportunity. And again, like, it might sound like I'm slamming, and I may be, but like, here's the cool part. Everybody's got to believe something.
Yeah.
And we're not looking for everybody. Just no different than you. If you own your own dental practice, you don't need 3,300 patients.
Right.
You just need 1,200 that believe in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's 331 million people in the United States. Do you want to see them all in hygiene?
Heck no.
Never. That's so fun. Like, and you're going to age. The older you get, the faster this goes. I'm 53 years old, soon to be 54, which means I'm officially playing the back nine.
Right.
Man, if I'm at the turn, this is going to get interesting. And so you start to measure your life as you get beyond 40, like, wow, I got to get something done. This has got to matter. Mm-hmm. And so this BPA thing is big for me. I want to leave this profession in better condition than I found it. And yes, we're equipped with some amazing coaches, some great information. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for you to connect with other people. But what's the special piece of this is the people you're going to meet are going to take you farther than we can take you. Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely. The people are amazing. We and our team and our coaches who are awesome are going to be in the community sharing our tools. And really, what better practice, better life comes down to is a better practice means behaviors, habits, processes that take some of that energy away. So you right. can go and just focus on seeing patients, doing your best clinical dentistry, being a great leader. And so we're constantly helping our community just set up the right systems. We have, we've taken like the best business methods we found from the business world and kind of dentalized it.
Right.
And you know, I think it's pretty amazing.
I do too.
You know, what we do. And as a BPA member, you're going to get all that and be surrounded with people. We're putting our flag in the ground saying, hey, if you want to keep your practice independent, that doesn't necessarily mean your fee for service or only one practice or three practice. It just means private practice, independent. I heard someone the other day say, you know, those private practice dentists, they own a job.
Yeah.
And as soon as that job goes away, their practice isn't worth anything. It almost as if that were a negative. And I thought, man, I own my own practice and I practiced for 20 years and I loved owning my job. That is one of the best things about dentistry.
Right.
I became a dentist to own my job, speaking to the freedom. I became a dentist to employ people and add value to their lives. I became a dentist so I could control the quality of care that I wanted. I became a dentist so that my dentistry could symbolize my values. I wanted to own my job.
Right.
And so when I hear others in the industry say, you shouldn't own your job, I say, no, this is exactly why we're here. And this is exactly what this Better Practice, Better Life movement. So if you're out there and you're if you're a Barrett Straub anywhere in the United States, and like, I want to find my people. We're here.
Amen. Yeah. I have to own my job. You know why? I'm virtually unemployable. I can't work for anybody else. Part of why you became a dentist or an entrepreneur is you want to choose how to go to work. And so I completely agree with that. And I think there's so much opportunity in owning your own job. You get to pick your hours. You can say, no, I'm not doing that. Right. When you have partners, you have to make sure it's okay with everybody else. When you work for a large conglomerate, you have no choice at all.
Yeah.
You know, the money is why you work for them. And so I think a big piece of this, and again, I got to be careful about how I say this, is like the thing that makes this so much fun is choosing. Choosing what to choose. Choosing how to go to work. Choosing who I'm going to work with. I think at the end of the day, it's way bigger than dentistry. And you and I have talked about this. After this is over, we're going to have a beer and I'm going to go home.
Right.
I'm not going to think about work. I have no idea what the family has planned today, but, and I love it when our dentists go, no, I go home. I don't see patients in the evening. I don't have to be here on a Saturday. You know, the thing is that when you can say, I love my business and I own my own job and I make my own decisions, and then it's okay when that day comes when you don't want to do that anymore. Now you have tons of options. Here's one more thing to think about. The practices that are the best things to sell are the most profitable. No matter who you sell to, whether it be another solo dentist or somebody else or whatever, the ones that are most profitable and healthiest, those are the ones we want to buy.
Right.
You know, if we're purchasing practices or if somebody else is purchasing. So what a great opportunity to create something that has a great legacy, has a great impact, employs people, and you have time. Think about it. Can you imagine a day where you go in and you don't have every patient go in every direction? Can you imagine a day where a team member says, can I talk to you? And you go, absolutely. Can you imagine a day where you get to leave and everything is done? Can you imagine a day where you go, I'm going to Florida next week. Don't call me. Well, that's the story people tell themselves in this room. And the story ultimately grows into something that they believe, which is they believe dentistry is a great profession. So I think they go hand in hand. When you enjoy going to work, you love how you do it. You love who you do it with. You bill your full fee and people pay your full fee.
Right.
And they say, thank you.
Right.
You go, that's pretty cool.
And you go, wow, that was amazing. And you turn off the lights, like Bernie Villadiego told me years ago. He's like, you're going to look down this hallway, and it won't be all of them, but you're going to say, we changed a few lives today.
Yeah.
That's a fun drive home, don't you think?
I love it. I'm hearing some themes from you. So
tell me.
Better practice, better life. What are some of the themes that, you know, everyone's going to have their own version of better practice, better life, but I think we at least see some similarities. And one is time.
Yes.
You always say time is the new rich. Give me a couple of key points on, you know, why having margin and time is part of a better practice, better life.
Okay. So first let me define margin. Margin is not the space around teeth. Margin is the difference between your load and your limit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. It's the difference between your load and your limit. It's when you have time. It's when you have money left before the month runs out. It's when you have time. When a good friend comes to town and says, hey, let's have a beer. You go, hell yes. We're going to have a great beer. We might even have two beers. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Having margin is being early enough to your son's baseball game to watch the whole thing. I grew up in Whitefish Bay and my son played baseball. There's no lights there. Right. So baseball games start at 4:00 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. I love being there kicking dirt. I don't know a damn thing about baseball, but I love coaching first, getting sunflower seeds, talking to those kids. Margin is being early enough to church to hear the music before the sermon starts. Those are the people that are the happiest, that have margin. They have financial margin in this whole thing. So that's a big part of better practice, better life. But let me go back to the time thing. I think the people that have the ability to do what they want with their time are the richest people in the world. You know, dentists that say, oh, I'm crazy busy. It's busy. I think that's terrible. That sounds horrible.
I agree.
That's like the worst thing. I'm crazy busy. Like, that's the dumbest thing. I'm sorry.
I'm so profitable. I have no time.
I have no time
to enjoy any of my successes.
Yeah, I got patients coming that's in all great. Over the place. I got going here, going there. Right. The bravado of the young person, and I was that person mm-hmm. who said that. And then you get older and you go, that's not really very fun.
Right.
So I think that the people that can use their time, analyze their time. I challenge people all the time that sit in this room, like, how many days did you work last year? 192. Let's go to 182.
Right.
And let's see if we can make more money. And let's do some fun stuff with your family.
Yes.
And so you really value time more than anything as you start to get older. And let me just say the thing about money. If you do well enough in dentistry, and we can help you better than anybody, you're going to get into the 41% tax bracket and mm-hmm. above, and there's a certain amount you're going to give to the government anyway. So you could come to me and say, well, I make X. I want to make 20% more. I can show you on a chart how much more blood you're going to have right. to get to do that. And I think everybody should make more money. But my real question is, what time did you get back? You never get this time back.
Right.
And for me, looking forward, and I want this for everybody in best practices, it's got to check two boxes. It's got to check the time box, and it's got to check the joy box. If I don't enjoy it, I'm not doing it. And mm-hmm. if I'm not getting time back, we're not doing it. So those are some things when it comes to time is the new rich. I don't know. You just get older and you're like, I can't even believe I just said I'm 53. Like I was 35 the last time I checked.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It goes so freaking fast. It
flies.
Yeah.
Flies by.
And one more thing, like you only get 16 summers with each kid.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all this data now. Once your children turn 18, the amount of time they spend with you, it's like a cliff. Mm-hmm. It's actually not even fun to look at that data. And so you just got to enjoy that window. A lot of people in dentistry are working to an end. I'm working to sell this thing.
Right.
So they work. And at 58, they sell it for a fraction of what they thought they were going to get for it.
Right.
And they're tied to the deal.
Yes.
And they gave away so much time. And I'm here to say, you don't have to feel bad about that, but you can change the story. You can change the narrative. So when you talk about time as a new risk, that's one of my favorite things. I'll beat that drum forever. And I myself am still trying to analyze, how do I better use time?
Absolutely. I love the idea of margin. I love, you know, change your story. You covered three of the, you know, like the key principles of better practice, better life, time, profit, family and friends, and joy. And, you know, summarizing that, if your practice provides some profit and a lot of joy and margin in life, you're going to be much happier.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a much better dad, wife, husband, and spouse with time, margin, and joy. Now, the other parts of better practice, better life are just being a great leader and then kind of impacting or combining with that just general impact. I mean, I think dentists underestimate the opportunity to impact others' lives, yeah. both as a leader and as a dentist in healthcare. So speak to that part of better practice, better life.
Okay. So I do want to speak to that, and I'm going to weave the margin thing in there because nice. You do want to impact people's lives. But the bottom line is, let me go back to the margin thing. When you have no margin, you're miserable. You have no attention. You have no energy. You have no money. Mm-hmm. You have no hope. You have no belief. So as much as I would love to go down to Marquette, I don't have time for this. Right. Do you know what I mean? Kid wants to come to your office, say, Dr. Straub, can I ask you about dentistry? No, I don't have time for this.
Right.
When you have margin, you have space, you can actually, it makes you a better person. And so I think when you're thin, margin-wise, sleep, money, time, you're half the dad, half the husband, half the person you want to be. I remember days, you know, way back in the early days back where I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. This isn't, there's no money in this. And I think the early employees would tell you, it wasn't really fun working right. for him because he was chasing everything. And I get it. And I'm not here to say I've never experienced, I have experienced that.
Right.
And I have also told myself, I'm never going back there.
Right.
And so when you talk about, you know, impacting other lives, it's so cool. When you think about the people that work for you, let's talk about the people you work for, because those are the most people. And here's, I'll go off on a rails. And people say patients come first. That's a bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. Okay. They do not. Patients do not come first. That's a nice sentiment.
Right.
It's a nice thing to say. I get what they're trying to say, but patients never come first because you can't put the needs of 2,200 or 3,300 people first. You have to take care of your people first. Your team members should come first, because when you put your team members first, they will make your patients feel first in a way. And you would never want to put all your patients first. You want to build leaders that build other leaders so that they go, your patients go, these people are amazing. That's my favorite thing ever.
Right.
I get it on Fridays. That's like, that's my high. People come here and go, you have the greatest team ever. And I'm like, I totally agree. I don't even know what happened. And you want that too.
Yes.
And so I think impacting lives, it has to start number one with yourself and your family. And you want to be the dad that always shows up to things almost too much, you know, or the mom or the significant or the uncle, doesn't matter. And then you want to change your own life. And then you want to change the people that work for you. Because when you do that, I mean, some of you that are listening to this, you employ single mothers. And as a speaker, I can never say I understand that. That's right. Got to be the hardest thing in the world. I've said it so many times, like, I can't even fathom how difficult that is. And I don't even want to try. But they always tell me the same thing. Like, I love when somebody appreciates who I am. And the safety thing of what you can provide as a business leader, as an owner of a practice, is you can give people predictability during the day. You can't necessarily guarantee anything outside of what happens during work, but you can help them enjoy their days. You know, they can see purpose in there. You can grow them as human beings. And ultimately, that's going to be one of your favorite things. When this is all said and done, you're going to look back and go, yeah, I changed a lot of patients' lives, but man, I had some amazing team. I got to tell you the story. Let me tell you a story about a few of my team members, you know, that changed my life. And ultimately, when you get the hierarchy right, they change a lot of lives. And then when you're talking about lives, now you have the margin, now you have the belief, you have the story that you tell yourself about dentistry. And when, you know, Stephen Heckler, who's amazing in Kansas City, one of the best orthodontists ever, says, you're coming with me. He did this all the time. Get with me. Come on. I'm picking you up. Where are we going? Dental school. Oh, okay. You're going to do a talk. Okay, great. You're like, game on.
Yeah.
You're coming down again. And he makes you do it. And you go, I will do this again and again and again. And you get a high from it. It's really fun. You talk to these kids. And so you can see the impact. And then you lose track of some of these kids and they go, hey, you don't remember me. I go, what? Oh, yeah. You were a dental student. No, I'm a dentist now. Guess what I did? I started my own practice. It's really fun to watch that when you look back. So the lives, it starts with your own, starts with your team. Then you go to your patients and now the greater profession of dentistry. And if you've ever taught at an institution like Panky Dawson, Seattle Study Club, Spear Course, it doesn't matter. That's your favorite thing. That's your currency, is you just love watching these people grow.
Right.
They come back over and over again and go, Dr. Straub, thank you so much. Like, you told me that one thing that was so cool that worked. And you're like, it works because I screwed it up a million times. So there's a lot of transparency, a lot of trust. And I think at the end of the day, your work has got to be meaningful. You got to look back and go, that was worth it. You know, don't you think?
I absolutely agree. I mean, it's a powerful message. And if you're a dentist and you're out there and you're listening and you are, you know, introspectively looking and saying, ooh, I'm not living my best practice, better life. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We can help.
It's okay.
You know, and I love the idea that we can help you change your story.
Yeah.
And you know, so if you're watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, we're going to have a link below where you can go and check out the BPA and join us. We'd love to have you. But if you're one of those dentists that are thinking like, these are my people, like I'm jiving with this message. I like this independent practice. I like this better practice, better life. I like the idea of practicing intelligently so I can live an awesome life. If that's you, come and join us. But I want to give them a vision of what it means, what it's going to look like when you're a BPA member. So I'll start with my vision and I want you to layer on. I see our dentists in between every patient stop at their laptop and they have our BPA community open.
Absolutely.
Because right there, what are they going to find right there?
Right. Think about your phone in the morning.
Yeah.
You got all those apps. Should I open these texts? Oh gosh. Should I open my email? Boy, that just doesn't stop. Well, let me open up Facebook. Yeah. Let me go to Instagram.
That makes me feel better. Right?
God forbid you just open up TikTok. My son said this today. He said he goes, there is some good information. I was making breakfast this morning. He goes, there is some good information on TikTok. I go, there is, buddy. He goes, but for every one brain cell you gain, you lose two. I was like, that's a pretty good formula.
I like that.
So you got all these choices and you know, you are the average of the five people you hang around with. And you think about all this stuff, whether you like it or not, it goes into your brain. And we always say, people say garbage in, garbage out. No, garbage in, garbage stays. And so if you're a dentist, you got to protect what goes in your brain. I mean, you could open up CNN all day Or you could just look at the stock market all day and that'll affect how you talk to patients. Or
open up the BPA app.
You could open the BPA and say, what's the chatter going on today? Hey, I had something happen with a patient today. Or, and you're going to see it's an incredibly helpful community. That's the first thing you're going to see. You're going to be surrounded by some pretty cool people that are, and just by the quality of their questions, there's not going to be any grandstanding and going, hey, look at how beautiful this case is. What do you guys think of the margins? Like where, you know, it's none of that.
I haven't seen any bragging.
No.
It's all reaching out and helping one another. It's pretty cool.
Well, part of every community is you need stewards of the community to manage those. And so we're very careful about that. I want it to be an inclusive place where people can be vulnerable and you can open it up, whether it be on your desktop, whether it be on your phone, you go, wow, let me just take a look at the chatter today. Oh my gosh, I know that person from dental school. How cool is that? Oh, they're, you know, the big thread today is, you know, new patient handoffs, you know, or how we're changing the conversation around, you know, not participating with PPOs.
Right.
You're going to see language, verbal skills, because verbal skills matter. And you're going to see some of the best verbal skills on the planet. I think if you're listening to this, you would agree. Verbal skills matter. And how your team members talk about this is crucial to your success. And you will not find a better group of people that are working together to really hone in the art of that language that creates value prior to a patient seeing. So that's a little example. You're also going to see a lot of education on the gaps. You're also going to see some of the best, you know, master classes from the top clinical speakers in the world. I'll put our library up against anybody. I think we have some of the very best dentists in the world who have given their time and their energy to share some of the best thinking. And you'll also see a lot of webinars that we do. We pour our heart and soul in these. We don't care if you become a client ever. We want you to just show up at these things and go, that was hugely valuable. I get these emails every week. People are like, can I send this to my hygienist? Absolutely. If you're getting value, everybody's winning. So those are some of the pieces. And as you go farther in this journey, you're going to see, you're going to be able to move up to exclusive areas, like to the top, where you're going to see other members. There's three ways you could approach this. You can do this on your own and you'll be surrounded by a group. You can do this in a group with to the top and you're never alone in this whole process. Or you can go all the way pro, which is for the serious student who's like, I want to go all the way. I want to do this the right way. And I also know that I'm a dentist and I don't have time to do this. And everything I tell my team, they go, it's no different for me. And so those are some of the things you're going to see. And we're just getting started. What else do you expect to see in the BPA?
Well, you know, you think about that. We talked about the flow of information before. And Dennis, again, it's lonely and you're out there and you're looking for advice, but you don't know if you can trust where that advice is coming from. And so we do want to be that beacon. We want to be that lighthouse. We want to be that North Star where you're like, okay, I'm in the BPA. These people share my values. I dig what they're saying. I trust the people in here. So I know when I go there, I'm going to get good stuff that's sincere and authentic. So yes, you're going to have the community, but you're going to have at your fingertips hundreds of hours of clinical, hundreds of hours of practice management, CE, all your podcasts. You and I are going to come every couple of weeks and go live and just answer questions and engage. You and I are in that community answering questions, as is all our coaches. It's a very helpful, engaging community, and we want to take it, you know, to the next level. So that's kind of the vision. Now, the coolest thing, it's dirt cheap. It's like dirt cheap, you know.
How cheap is it? Tell everybody.
$99. It's nothing. I just guarantee you're spending more on lots of other stuff you don't know.
It's $99 a month. The masterclasses alone, if you tallied up what it would cost to take that, I mean, you're probably talking well in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. And we just said, we got to price this just, we want people. We want the right people. We don't want cost to be a barrier. So we purposely priced it low. So come and join us. Check it out. You're going to love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. If you don't love it, just, you don't have to stay. The other thing too, is we have to do a fee, because if you don't pay a fee, you won't show up. This is not a Facebook group where everybody can just chime in. We're not even looking like, the money doesn't matter. It's the fact that we want serious people that are committed to better practice, better life, that want to share, want to be part of something cool. And just like you said, open it up on a daily basis and go, wow, that's a great conversation. You're going to see we share a lot of downloads. We share a lot of tools. We share a lot of thinking. We share, I mean, people share some wild stuff. Hey, I had this come up with my team member today. What can I do? And so our goal is, you still get to make your own decisions. But one of the things, it goes back to what we said before, doing this is very lonely. You don't want to do this on your own. And your favorite people that you'll ever meet they care about the same things that you care about. If you come to the BPA and you stay, it's because you care about the same things that we care about. It's about the values. It's about leaving this profession in a better condition than we found it, you know, creating a practice that's aligned, smart, and healthy. Right. You know, some people could tell you about EBITDA, and I'll put this challenge. I think we could drive EBITDA higher than any other organization out there, but it's going to be the byproduct of an aligned, very smart, very healthy organization. And when you get all that locked in, I just have one goal for every single person that either joins the BPA, does the To the Top Study Club, or does pro coaching. I want them to go to work and enjoy going to work. And that's a function of a lot of great things happening, that it's your practice, it's your choices. When you pull in your parking spot every day and you go, I love going to work, you've made some choices. You've learned a few things. And you can authentically say, today, it's going to be a great day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, yeah. In closing, 15 years ago, I became a client of yours at Act Dental with my private practice. And I was looking for a coach. And then I heard you. And every other coach was about money and boilerplate systems. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And then I sat in your room and it was about being a good dad and being a good leader. I'm like, this is my guy.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that 15 years later, we're doing this, because Better Practice, Better Life symbolizes what our message is and what I felt that day. And I want others that I know, there's a million out there,
right,
Dennis, that want what I wanted 15 years ago and want what I still want today. And I'm saying, come and join us, because it's here for you. And
yeah,
we'd love to have you. And we're going to help you.
And just like you, some of you are going to be listening to this going, this sounds too good to be true, whatever. I remember the day you sat in the front row of Eddie Morales' study club, Seattle Study Club, with your team, and I spit all over you all day long. And you're like, that was great, but I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work in my office. Yeah. Just like you said, I'll say to anybody, listen, just kick the tires. Come kick the tires. If you don't like it, that's totally cool. You can do that with BPA. Our To the Top Study Club, we offer a golden ticket. I believe in it so much. It's one of my favorite things we've ever done. And as it organically grows by people, there were so many people that brought their friends. Like, you got to meet my friend who's also in dentistry. If you come to that, you don't love it, take all the information. Take it all.
Take it.
Just go.
Right.
I hope it helps your life. I know that won't happen. You'll come and say, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so,
we'll close us out.
I thought we had another hour yet. So I got like 17 more slides I want to cover.
Well, we'll have to come back.
I know we have team members. We've got Andy and Julie here that actually have to go home. We got to enjoy post-podcast beer. So this is going to be great.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. And today was really special because it marks an important day where we are putting the flag in the ground. Now, our clients that have been a part of this process are already aware of this, and they've been back there working, so they already know how this works. But we wanted to make sure all of that worked for them before we opened it up to the general public. And I just want to say to you, if you're listening, come join us. Come hang out. I know you'll love it. And in this process, every time you consume information, you open it up. Our goal, whether you come here in person or you open up the BPA app or you just have it on your desktop, that it just makes your day a little bit better, your life a little bit better, verbal skills a little bit better. And I want you to enjoy the drive home as well as the drive to work. So thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, do us a favor, hit the share button, share with your friends. Dude, thank you so much.
I loved it. Thank you.
So much fun, man. More to come as we bring it. We'll do part two.
Love it.
Next time. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. Enjoy the BPA. We'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.